To Business Recharge Radio. I am your host, Felicia Mack, CEO of the Mack Institute, also known to many as the Queen of Content. I'm excited about this episode because today we are talking all about the importance of recharging your resume. So listen, grab yourself something great to drink, your notebook, and let's get ready to dive into this episode. Before I dive in, let me remind you to make sure that you subscribe to our podcast on iTunes. And also, if you are watching the video of this, that you make sure that you subscribe to our YouTube channel. We are live every Thursday with new episodes from Business Recharge Radio. So let's go ahead and dive in. Today, I wanted to really focus on the importance of recharging your resume. And the reason why I specifically chose this topic for the show this week is because there are a lot of individuals that just graduated. There are a lot of individuals that perhaps graduated with their master's or undergrad degree. And there are professionals that are looking to kind of get back into the workforce. And one of the things that I realized is that in nowadays, it's not just enough to kind of put your information down on a chronological resume and just submit that to prospective employees, right? You need to ensure that you're setting yourself apart so that your resume can be moved to the top of the stack. And so if you're a professional right now and you have been in a space where you are really seeking to leverage your experience to tie in your educational background so that you are able to land the job that you desire, then please, please keep listening because this episode of our Business Recharge Radio is absolutely for you. So one of the things that individuals kind of get confused about when creating their resume is they want to feel as if they have to put everything.com on the resume. So if you're creating your resume and that has been what you've been doing, I want you to just stop, right? Stop. And what I want you to do is I want you to take a step back. I want you to look at your resume and I want you to understand and ask yourself, what is it that you are trying to achieve? Right? And that's a very important question. Here's why that's important. Some of you, you may be at a place where you want to create or recharge your resume because you're actively seeking employment. Some of you may need to just kind of, you know, you want to kind of polish your resume so that if it's on LinkedIn or if it's on a job site, that if a recruiter comes across it, then, you know, it would be something that you are proud of and something that would draw them to you for future opportunities, right? And there's just a lot of other reasons that you may actually want to recharge your resume. So regardless of what that looks like, what I want to first talk about is what exactly do you write in your resume? Right? I mean, this truly is your most important tool when applying for a job, right? So it doesn't matter how qualified you are or how much experience you have. If your resume is poorly presented or badly written, you're going to have trouble getting the job that you desire, right? And so when you're thinking about that, the one thing that you want to ask yourself is what should you include in your resume? One of the main things that you want to make sure that you include is your background. And when I say your background, what I mean by this is just really some tools and the information, I should say, in your background that highlights the position that you want. So we are not creating cookie cutter resumes, right? So you should not have a resume that you're using to apply for multiple jobs across various industries. You should really make sure that your resume is written specifically for the job that you desire. And this is the number one mistake that I see individuals make, is that they really try to just kind of submit one resume to each position that they are applying for. And that absolutely is not what you want to do. So if that has been your thought process, and I want you just to erase it so that you can move forward the right way. All right, so the first thing you want to understand is that in your experience section, make it applicable to the position that you're applying for. So for example, if you are applying for a position as an office manager, you do not need to list things that are not pertinent to that position. So for example, you may list things such as your organizational skills, you know, your different software that you have utilized in the past. You may want to list projects that you've managed, right? Any certifications that you have, or you know, advanced training that you have that is not easy to get from just reading your resume. Those are the types of things that you really want to call out in the experience. You want to focus on soft skills here, and then some harder skills in the experience section of your resume. Now, as you move through writing the body of your resume, the one thing that you truly want to make sure that you are focusing on is number one. I'm actually going to put this as number one. Number one, make sure that your resume is accurate. So if you do not remember years or what have you, that you worked certain jobs, please make sure that you do your due diligence to make sure that your dates are right. Why is this important? Because after you have a great, amazingly recharged resume and someone contacts you for a job, guess what? Throughout the hiring process, they are going to be checking the history of your employment, and the dates that they're going to go by are the dates on your resume. Now, how bad would it look if your dates were not correct and the information that you had was not consistent with what the references checked out to be for your past employers, right? So make sure that you do your due diligence and that you have the correct dates as a part of your resume. The next thing that you want to ensure is that you spell check your resume and that there are no grammatical errors. I cannot tell you guys how many resumes we do here at the Mac Institute where we are spending a lot of time just spell checking. And that's fine, right? Like, that's what we want to do to ensure that everything is buttoned up before we submit them online or to prospective employers. So if you have not done your due diligence to ensure that your resume is free of errors, then please, please make sure that you do that. And if you need to get it edited, then that's okay as well. You can go ahead and do that as well. But we want to make sure that it is grammatically correct whenever you submit it for to your potential employees, okay? And that brings me to my next tip. And, you know, I am a stickler for a couple of things. You know, when you look at your resume aesthetically, meaning just how it looks, make sure that the font is the same. You know, make sure that you aren't using a bold Arial and then you're using an Arial narrow font below, right? So make sure that your font is the same and that it's consistent as you move throughout looking at the totality of the resume, okay? And so if you guys are just joining, welcome to this week's episode. We are talking all about recharging your resume, and I have just been sharing some great tips on how to make sure that you write your experience, how to ensure also that you are able to get your resume to the top of the stack, okay? And so the number one question that I get is, well, Felicia, should I invest in having someone to write my resume professionally, or is it okay if I just write it myself? I highly recommend that you have a professional resume written. And the reason why is because there are certain things that a professional resume writer will be able to pull out in your experience that you may not be able to see that will assist you, again, in getting your resume to the top of the stack, right? And so you want to make sure that you're putting your best foot forward, right? When you are trying to secure a position, or when you're trying to have your resume in front of whoever it is that you need to submit it to. And so I think that it's very, very important that you do take advantage of having it professionally done. Now, let me say this. If you're listening to our episode today and you need a resume professionally done, I'm going to offer anyone who uses the code resume recharged, okay, you can email us. I'm going to offer you 50% off of a resume service. All right. So email info@themacinstitute.com and just put resume recharged in the subject line and you will be able to get 50% off of a resume service. Okay. And so before we wrap up today's episode, I want to encourage you. I want to encourage you that regardless of what shape you know, your resume is in currently, I really want to encourage you to make sure that you take some time to invest in your resume, whether that is you doing it yourself, or if that is hiring a professional such as the Mac Institute to create one for you. And again, that code is resume recharged if you decide to go ahead and allow us to recreate, redo, or complete a new resume for you. Just email info@themacinstitute.com. Guys, I'm so excited because we have so many amazing things coming up for you. Number one, our fourth annual Business Recharge Conference is kicking off June 22nd through the 23rd in Atlanta, Georgia. Actually, it's going to be in Kennesaw, Georgia. And we are hosting a two-day conference for our annual Business Recharge event. So you can get all of the details and learn more at businessrecharge.biz. And you can grab your ticket there. You can get all of the pertinent hotel information there. And of course, you can see a breakdown of the event. So I want to invite you, if you have not purchased your ticket, that you definitely join us as we're going to be talking about strategy, sales, marketing, and content. So you definitely do not want to miss that event. All right. So listen, thank you so much for tuning in to today's episode. I hope that you guys are ready to recharge your resume. And if you, again, have any questions or if you would like to sponsor an upcoming episode of our podcast, we are happy to have you. You can visit themacinstitute.com to learn more about our sponsorship packages, and we're happy to send you a sponsorship deck. All right. So thanks again for tuning in, and remember to stay recharged. I'll talk to you soon.